So at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, I headed up to Capitol Hill for a cocktail. Oh, by the way, you're listening to Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Kevin Kniestad, in for Gabriel Spitzer this week. And I ended up at Liberty Bar, and the cocktail I was after is called Point of No Return, which also happens to be the theme of the show this week, Point of No Return. And we're going to hear stories, those moments, those points where you're faced with the decision to never go back. But before that, we're going to have Keith Waldbauer, who created this very interesting craft cocktail, make us the Liberty's take on the Point of No Return. All right, Keith, so it's noon somewhere. Go for it.
Absolutely. So we're going to start by curling a little bit of rosemary into the bottom of a rocks glass. And we're going to measure in about a half ounce of green chartreuse.
So you have like a full sprig of rosemary in the bottom of this glass mixed with chartreuse.
Kind of like Caesar's crown right at the bottom. So first we're going to measure in an ounce and a half of gin. And we'll pour that right into our mixing glass. And we're going to measure in 3/4 ounce of lime juice, along with 3/4 ounce of simple syrup. We have set aside about 1/4 ounce of absinthe, and we're going to light this on fire. So now the chartreuse is on fire, and it's effectively cooking the rosemary. So we have a big fire going on here, and we're going to douse that with the actual cocktail itself. So I'm gonna pour the whole thing, ice and all. And voila, there we have it. The Point of No Return.
All right, can I give it a taste here?
Absolutely, that's what it's there for.
Wow, that's really, really good. So how did you come up with the idea to light rosemary on fire and incorporate that into a drink?
Well, to be perfectly honest, the idea itself comes from a friend of mine, Jamie Boudreau. He named that cocktail the Rubicon. I did a variation on it in the grand tradition of bartenders stealing from other bartenders, and found out that the Rubicon was a river in Rome. Julius Caesar crossed that river in an iconic gesture. Crossing the Rubicon entered into the lexicon and kind of loosely translates as point of no return.
Have you ever felt like any patrons, anybody who's ever had a couple points of no return drinks, have reached that point of no return at the end of the night?
Well, on the record, I will say that everyone that I've served this drink to has returned.
Thanks to Liberty Bar, and thank you, Keith Waldbauer, for helping us kick off our Point of No Return show. In just a minute, friends will help recap the news of the week, so don't go away. I'm going to try just one more sip of this. That's really, really good. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you.